A bombshell report was released in the last 24 hours in Queensland Parliament. It's all about the Crime and Corruption Commission. It all relates to the investigation and charges of seven councillors at Logan City Council. A really, really big, important report for us to discuss. He's a very busy man, but I'm very lucky to have Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jemison on the line. He is the Local Government Association of Queensland president. He's issued a very, very strong statement about this bombshell report tabled in Parliament on Thursday. Mark Jemison, just your general reaction to the findings of this report.
Well, Gavin, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. As you said, this is a very important report. This is as a result of the LGAQ's work in defending our member council, in this case the Logan Council, for what we believe was wrongful dismissal. Councillors lost their employment, lost their reputation, lost their livelihoods, and right from the start, we believe they were wrongfully charged with fraud, and that's now proven to have been correct. And we've seen a miscarriage of justice and a clear case of overreach by an institution that should be beyond reproach. And the findings, or the interests, in the interest of restoring public confidence in the Crime and Corruption Commission, which is one of the state's most important institutions, we're calling on the chair to take responsibility and stand down.
That is exactly right, and I completely agree with you. That has to happen. Surely his position is now untenable. Triple C chair Alan McSporran. Were you surprised at all by the findings in this report?
No, not at all. We'd received very sound advice in support of Logan Council and the Logan councillors a few years ago when this was an issue. There was no need for the Triple C to overreach into what was an industrial matter. The councillors of Logan had made a decision not to proceed after the probationary period of their then chief executive. That is a decision rightfully made by them. That's democracy in action. And you know, we've now got a situation where, you know, a council of one of our biggest councils was wrongfully dismissed, and as I say, those councillors deserve a public apology and indeed compensation. The state government needs to act swiftly to introduce structural and organisational reforms to ensure that this never happens again. And you know, the LGAQ is a supporter of the need for an oversight watchdog. But when you have a watchdog that has unfettered powers, that can be very dangerous for democracy. And we're seeing here an example, an extreme example, in my view, that if this, you know, if any, you know, councillor had behaved this way, that, you know, they would be hung out to dry.
Absolutely, as you say in this statement, effectively the lives of seven people have been absolutely decimated in a way. Their reputations have been irreparably damaged. Their lives were turned upside down. They were dedicated to public service, but because of the Triple C's actions, their lives were absolutely turned upside down. And that is why, in your view, the chair, at a very bare minimum, needs to stand down. How do you think that this report tabled in Parliament, can it lead to cultural change at the Triple C? And I say that, of course, with great context for our listeners here in Far North Queensland, because the Cairns mayor has been under investigation for months and months and months by the Triple C. It seems no result is in sight. And, you know, his reputation, for example, whatever that finding investigation finds, the fact is that it's dragged on so long that Mayor Bob Manning has been dragged through the mud here without any resolution in sight.
Look, I can't comment on Bob's case in particular, but what we've seen with Logan sets a very bad example, where those seven councillors were effectively seen as being dispensable, as the Triple C sought to assist a third party, which is wrong in the extreme, you know, and that's why we believe the chair of the Triple C, who ultimately has to take responsibility for this, should do the right thing and resign and allow the CCC to be, I guess, reconstituted in a way that ensures it doesn't overreach. I mean, there are, whilst this case has been a couple of years in the making, there are a number of other cases where prosecutions have been sought, but ultimately thrown out by the courts. Now, all that's done is undermine the confidence of our level of government, local government. This report should be undermining the state government in terms of the approach it's been applying. And between the state government and the state opposition, they need to work together on a long-term solution that will give confidence to the people of Queensland. Otherwise, you know, there will be no confidence, and the power of the CCC can be seen as very intimidatory for a lot of people. And whether you're a serving member of the police force who, and there have been plenty of examples of overreach in that area as well. I just think for our watchdog to support our the interest of our community into the future, we need to see a clean out.
I'm speaking here with Mayor Mark Jamieson. He does lead the Sunshine Coast Council, but he's also president of the Local Government Association of Queensland. Now, Mayor Mark, it begs belief for me to read one of those findings that the recommendation was for the Director of Public Prosecutions, the DPP, should give independent advice to the CCC before any charges are laid, because you touched on it there before, where the CCC has gone gung-ho down a certain path, have laid charges, but then it gets to the DPP and they just they don't find grounds to pursue a prosecution. So surely that recommendation, that finding has to be enacted.
Well, and again, think of it in these terms. If our association had not been there to protect the best interests of our members, and they were the councillors of Logan, this could have been brushed under the carpet, never heard of again. And you know, I mean, all that does is perpetuate what I said before, and that is that an unfettered watchdog can be very dangerous to our democracy. I mean, these councillors, many of them long serving that community in Logan, they'd been re-elected for another term. Obviously, their community believed in them, and they were wrongfully dismissed. And you can only imagine the heartache that they've gone through. And some of them, quite frankly, will never recover. But at the very least, they deserve an apology and they deserve compensation for what they've had to endure.
Absolutely right. Spot on. Fantastic words. Keep up the great work. Mayor Mark Jamieson, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Good on you, Gavin. All the best.